In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are...
Hello, everyone. Welcome to DC Movie News' non-spoiler review of the film Shazam.
Non-spoiler.
Here on the Popcorn Talk Network.
Non-spoiler.
If this is your first time visiting DC Movie News, we are a weekly show on the aforementioned Popcorn Talk Network that discusses the events pertaining to... the DC films put out by Warner Brothers. And then sometimes we'll talk a little bit about TV Talk if Roxy Stryer has her way.
Thank you so much.
With me are two regular contributing members of the DC Movie News team. Of course, Mike Kalinowski.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Hello, I'm here.
I gave you a thumbs up.
I got the thumbs up?
Yes, you did.
No clapping, though.
Nope.
And thumbs our crown jewel, Roxy Stryer.
Happy to be here.
Okay, so as mentioned before, guys, what we're going to talk about here is non-spoiler stuff. The review goes up pretty much tomorrow, today, March 23rd, if you just watched our show. So we're going to talk about the film. We're not going to spoil anything. There are a lot of fun spoilers and Easter eggs in this film. I would avoid getting yourself ruined because the film's going to be here soon.
On April 5th on DC Movie News, Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Popcorn Talk Network, we will do a spoiler-filled review.
Yes, we will.
But this is just our initial thoughts, a little bit about story, a little bit about character, how we felt about the tech, and we're getting in, we're getting out, we're getting on with life.
Yes, that's it. And be sure to check out a regular episode that just got put up that featured a little special guest.
Jovan Armand, spoiler.
Jovan Armand from the film Shazam is on our show. Okay, so Roxy, you were talking about how we wanted to talk about this. So what do you want to hit first?
Just general thoughts right now, how we felt about the film. I'll start. I loved this movie. I think that this is a huge step for DC. We're stringing together now movies that we love. It's not one hit, one hit, one end. Obviously, the verdict's still out on this one because the general public hasn't seen it, but I would bet my entire outfit right now, which means that I would be sitting here without one, that people are going to love this movie.
I think just when you put it like that, though, it's very hard to follow the thread of what you're saying because there's a contingent, not me myself, I think that's gross, but there are certain people that watch the show that wouldn't think that that was a bad thing. They'd want you to lose that bet.
I would bet my apartment in my car.
Better.
My apartment.
I like
my
your apartment
car.
Too, and I like your car.
Thank you so much.
I wouldn't mind if you bet your clothes too.
No, I'll
my girlfriend's listening too, by the way.
Putting it all on the line, and I'm saying that people are going to love this movie because it's fun, but it's not just fun. It has a ton of heart. The characters are incredible. I think that you walk out of this and you want to see a Shazam 2. You want to see a Black Adam. You want to know what happens next. And you also have that feel good thing going on inside that some of these darker movies that we have done in the past or whatever people want to say don't leave you with. So this is exactly what I hoped it would be and more, and I think that the general public's going to feel the same way. What about you, Mikey?
Well, I've learned recently to not give my, you know, people ask what's your ranking of the DCU films and this and that until I see a movie a couple times. But I tweeted out after I saw it last Wednesday night. I said, wow, it's been 5 days. I'm still thinking about the movie. I cannot wait to share an experience with everyone this movie and talk about it. So that says what I need to say about it. I love what you said about how DC is now knocking string after string. I kind of wish Wonder Woman came after Justice League so we could have three amazing hits in a row.
I was going to say we're like strong three out of the last four right now.
Yeah. But I said this film wears its heart on its sleeve, and I loved it. It had a moment I won't talk about that. Tears coming out, it welled up like my No Man's Land moment in Wonder Woman. It came out of nowhere. And again, we talked.
You
about
could
this,
be like, talking about a couple different moments. I don't even.
There's
know
one
which
in particular for me.
Okay.
It was the I lost my train of thought. We never thought this movie was going to happen for years. Yeah. We're like, this is the swerve. So this was under my radar, even more so than Aquaman, because it's like this is going to be made in Shazam. I was never a huge fan of the comics character. I liked him. I particularly liked the Alex Ross version, but I fell in love with this cast. The character, I cannot wait to see more of them, and that's everything a movie should do.
Adam, what about you?
I feel very positive about this film. I also, it's certainly at the top of the pack for me. you know, it's funny to pigeon this against Man of Steel, because Man of Steel is a film that I actually really like a lot too, especially the beginning parts of that film and the origin of the Superman. And this is a really different take on that. This, it reminds me of like Teen Wolf in a lot of ways, in that like we get to go on that ride with this person getting these powers. But it's, if some people thought like, well, you know, Man of Steel didn't take enough time with this guy enjoying these things he could discover he could do, and we got right to destruction. This film spends almost the entire film sinking into that enjoyment and what it would really be like. And I think, you know, one thing that Mike brought up is that there are some really spooky moments in here, just like a good film that you might remember when you were younger that scared the heck out of you. Yeah. There are some dark elements that we see David Sandberg's experience as a horror director, almost jumpy kind of things that get you in a great way.
Zachary Levi, Mark Strong, Asher Angel, what do we think of the casting of these bigwigs in this movie? And in general, how did you guys feel about the characters? Mike?
The kids were the stars for me. The family... I love them. You know Mark Strong, what you're going to get when you get him. You there's no doubt what you're going to get. It was nice to see him in a villain role again, because I'm so used to him recently. My favorite character I think he's ever played for me is Merlin in the Kingsman films.
Mm-hmm.
He's played some great villains over time, but I love him as Merlin.
I do too.
So to see him back in just owning that evilness, but also the story, he's not a one-note villain. He's not... You know, not to get into any kind of talk.
We're not going to get into any talk, but they give an origin beat that is very similar to Magneto in the first X-Men film.
Yeah.
A very sympathetic, like, you know. And that really matters, because, you know, when you see this film, because you can't spend that much time with Savannah, you got to spend time with Shazam and with the family. So that character beat of the villain early on in the film really helps keep, you know, your vision for the rest of the film.
I agree, and I think that it wasn't, like you were saying and you're hinting at, it's not just the big characters, it's the ancillary characters, mm-hmm. the side characters that really made this, it was perfectly cast in my opinion. I think Zachary Levi owns being Shazam.
To what you're saying about Zachary Levi, someone made a good point. We were all wondering, it's like, okay, is he going to be an adult acting like a kid? You know, and that's a different thing. It's like kind of like when people are drunk.
Then embodying.
Yeah.
You don't slur your words and stumble. That's what Pearson thinks. Like, he didn't act like an adult trying to be a kid. He was a kid in an adult body. He nailed it.
I agree.
And which is the actor that plays the young Billy Batson? Is that?
Asher Angel.
That's Asher, yeah. Okay. I thought he was great, too.
His friend and the guy that plays Freddie Jack, he was incredible as well.
He was really incredible. I would say, if there's any kind of thing that I was like, oh, I wish they did a little bit more of this, this would be my closest thing to a sort of negative, and was that I thought there was maybe a little bit too much of a difference between young Billy and Billy as Shazam. Like, I felt like he had a little bit more of a chip on his shoulder when he was the younger form, and then he was just, like, so exuberant as the hero.
I took that as now he has all of these new things going on, and that's impacting him as a person, but I do see what you're saying. Let's switch over to the actual story for a second. Did you guys like the beginning, middle, end? Did you guys think, I know a lot of people said that Wonder Woman had a not as strong third act. Was there a part of
this
movie?
I never got that talk for people with Wonder Woman, but...
I'm not agreeing with that. I'm just saying it's been a comment. Did you guys feel like this was solid all the way through?
I really do, because it's such a clear first, second, and third act, right? This is a classic origin film, okay? This is not like Marvel telling you, like, we're done with origin films. This is an origin film, but this is definitely a different take on an origin film. All the comparisons to Big, they're there. The film even kind of, like, winks at the fact that it's been compared to Big in the best way possible. I was not familiar with this particular version. I'm very familiar with Captain Marvel, Shazam. I grew up on the cartoon of it, and I love the cartoon. I love the character. I've read the character in comic books, but I never read the New 52 run. And I like that they just kind of lifted that mythology. Yeah.
The New 52 run is amazing, and I definitely recommend it.
Their Shazam is, because there was room, because in the 52 version, Shazam is kind of a jerk. And there was rumors they went after David Sandberg, like, are you doing, he's going to be a jerk? He's like, no, we're taking the beats and this and that. So he is the classic Shazam, but with the New 52 family and the model and that.
Yeah, Mike, for you moving forward, what do you think about how this looked and how it sounded? Did you feel strongly about the effects or
I thought the effects were great. I thought the score, I was just looking at my phone before, this is like, wait, I'm waiting for it to come out, because that it fit it wonderfully. The score was great.
What did you think, Adam?
What was that question of the...
The effects, the how it looked and how it sounded.
Okay, FX, I thought were really well done. couple of wonky parts, you know, I mean, where I'm like, all right, like, I know I'm looking at effects right. there.
Yes.
But there's also some great stuff. I think they use lighting to great effect. Music was excellent. Again, it's that horror mentality. Sorry, what was
did
that?
You know, did you like how the flying scenes... very much mimicked the Man of Steel tone.
There was actually some actual direct shots that were lifted from Man of Steel, too, that were Easter eggs, that were nods.
Continuity. I love that.
Final thoughts from you guys. What was your biggest takeaway from this movie? Is it about the DC moving forward, or is it about how it left you feeling, Adam?
This tells me that DC can do different kind of things. They can keep it within a world, but totally change the tone so that we can have really dark films, we can have really light films, and they can all exist in the same world. And that's okay, and it doesn't have to depend on a continuity that's going to weigh it down. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing more from Shazam. I'm really excited to see Black Adam now, to see that incarnation that we've been promised so long. I think it's going to be the best thing that The Rock has ever done, for me, at least from my point of view. And I'm excited to see this at the premiere next Thursday, and I'll be covering it for Popcorn Talk Network and our show as well.
And interviewing everybody. I can't wait to hear that.
Hopefully they'll talk to me.
Mike, your takeaway.
I loved it. I loved the heart. It got me in this. You know me, I'm a crier. It got me several times. Mm-hmm. It's everything I want it to be. I love going into a movie and coming out completely overwhelmed and surprised. I don't know where this is going to rank. It's up there. I love the cast. I can't wait to see more of them. I love the fact that they took Shazam, the big cheese. The big cheese.
The big red cheese, baby.
They made it worked, and it fit in the DC.
After Aquaman, by the way.
Yeah.
Aquaman, like, let's just get rid of like a couple of the guys that people like to make fun of and stuff, and like we'll just make two huge hits.
I think DC has finally said, you know what, we're going to trust our directors, we're not going to hammer a cinematic universe to build to a big Justice League 2 or whatever, we're just going to do these great films. And if you love them, you're going to see those characters again.
For me, I think that while Wonder Woman is still my favorite, this to me is by far and away the most rewatchable movie. I would like to watch this movie over and over again because of that feel-goodness of it all. And I cannot wait to keep binging Shazam over and over.
And I need to say a thank you for making it a Christmas movie.
Yes.
Mikey Christmas gives it a seal of approval. It is now on my Mikey Christmas rotation.
And as we wrap, I just want to also give a very special thank you to Warner Brothers for
really
facilitating, getting us to early screenings. We've been doing this show for a long time, and we really made a concerted effort to reach out and try to get some special stuff for you guys.
Getting talent, the premiere, the screenings, Warner Brothers, you guys rock. We're huge DC fans, obviously.
And we want to hear what you think of the show. You can find us, what's our Twitter handle?
DC Movie News Live. That's on Twitter and Instagram.
And newly on Instagram, I'm Adam Gertler. You can find me at Adam Gertler.
I'm Roxy Stryer. Find me at Roxy Stryer.
I'm Mike Kalinowski. Find me at Mike Kalinowski.
We'll see you next time on DC Movie News.
At Jay Quasto.
Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.